Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy. They join the Mark Unger Show. There's no romantic nonsense. We have all other kinds of nonsense. Nonsense of our own. We don't need romantic nonsense. This is the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, the one, the only, Mark Unger. Joining me, as always, is the charming, lovely, gorgeous Diane Briley.
It's like living with a six-year-old.
And, of course, the incomparable Ross Allen Skorzewski.
You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
Engineering the show, as always, in the background, the amazing, the talented, quite frankly, the frightening, Timothy Robert Ray. Oops, that's the wrong song. Oh, there's one. There we go.
That still works.
Either one works.
Either one.
There he is. I saw him on the screen. Put yourself back up there.
There he is.
Yeah,
he gives you the stink
dude,
eye.
He looks like an axe murderer when you put it up on the screen. We're still tweaking our equipment here and stuff, but hopefully we'll be video streaming the show shortly and give you a chance, the opportunity to look at our lovely faces while we're doing this program. That alone is worth big money.
What day is it today?
It's Friday.
Friday! TGIF.
Slacker, wake up.
TGIF.
Wake up, you slacker.
Hey, you begin your event tonight.
You slacker tonight. Our event is in Splitzkenstein, Schleswig-Holstein, Germany.
That's correct.
I don't know where we are.
You are at Ramstein.
Ramstein Air Force Base.
That is correct.
Where is it? Is Ramstein a city?
I don't know if it is or isn't.
Is that the name of the place?
I think it is that Schlachenhassenfass.
Hassenpfeffer.
We're in Hassenpfeffer, Germany tonight.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I'm looking at your itinerary here, trying to see. I know you're staying at the...
I should spell Ramstein.
R-A-M-S-T-E-I-N.
E-I-N.
Not E-I-N.
E-9.
Ramstein. S-T-E-I-N.
Yes.
Yeah.
Air base. Correct.
Or is it located?
There it is.
Yeah, man.
Ramstein. Meissenbach.
Meissenbach.
That's a nice lager. It's a Meissenbach.
It probably is a lager. Probably. Every single town in Germany has their own
beer.
Brewery.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It used to be like that in the U.S. Wisconsin was like that.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Marshall had its own brewery. Stevens Point still has its own brewery.
Yeah. Green Bay had its own brewery one time. Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee for sure.
Yes. And they still do that.
Who's
Hill
Point and Milwaukee, the only ones? Oh, no. Well,
there's
Line
and Kugel's out of
Rhinelander.
Milwaukee,
no.
Up by Rhinelander, isn't it?
No, Lineys. I want to say it's over by Chippewa Falls.
Okay. Chippewa Falls, Timmy.
Yeah,
says.
But I guess
Chippewa Falls still has their own brewery.
What's that?
Chippewa Falls still has their.
Yeah, it's Line and Kugel's.
Oh, yeah. Line and Kugel's.
Line and Kugel's. Then there's New Glarus.
Do you have a Line and Kugel's?
Oh, yeah, New Glarus, Spotted Cow.
Spotted Cow, they still have. So we still have a bunch, actually.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Well, that's, you know, ever since the birth of the microbrewery, a lot of this has really kind of spawned a whole new breed of beer. The show today should be about beer.
To a microbrewery.
About beer.
They have the one.
Welcome to About Beer, ladies and gentlemen.
All about
that's
beer.
That's our show for today.
Only if we can sit here and drink
in
it.
In heaven, there is no beer. So we send Mark to Germany.
Where is this?
Where's what?
Ramstein Meissenbach.
Ramstein! I'm trying to look here.
I'm saying it. What's it close to? It's like close to Kaiserslautern.
Landstuhl.
Kaiserslautern. Sounds like you're trying to insult.
Pack something up.
It sounds like
you're trying to insult the Kaiser's mother. You are Kaiserslautern.
Oh, you're trying to
don't call
up
me a
that
slout.
Wiener Schnitzel you had at lunch and it's lodged in your throat. Karl Schlaunz.
You guys.
I don't know, where's the Deutsch House?
Where is this? I don't see. Oh, Okay. It's south of Frankfurt. South of Frankfurt.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Now you know where
you're anybody at. Cares. Like anybody's going to drive over tonight quick to see this show.
Well, they can't, can they? Unless they're military.
Air Force, that's correct. It's closed.
Unless you're Air Force military.
They have. So you guys, if you all grab a plane real quick, you still won't make it. So, that's right. It's too late. Right, so looking forward to that. That'll be cool.
Sad for you.
This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markgunger.com. Quick go over of the rules of the program. You get to stay totally anonymous. We get to be brutally honest. Okay, that's it. Anonymous.
Brutal.
Anonymous, brutally honest.
You got it.
Anonymous, brutally honest. So don't email us and have a cow. You guys are too mean. Of course we're too mean. What show in the world warns you right up front?
Tell us something we don't know.
We warn you. We warn you right up front.
I know.
We warn you, people.
What show does that? The Michael Savage Show.
Yeah.
Does he warn?
Warning. This show contains adult content.
Psychological nudity.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't say that.
We're going to be mean.
I'm going to mean to you.
No, he just is.
Why, no.
We tell him we're going to be mean.
There's people who are mean naturally.
Yes.
Then there's those of us who we got to actually work at being.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Lord have mercy, please.
You got to work at being mean. That's you.
We don't try to be mean, but we're just brutally honest. So we tell people, this show is about brutal honesty. This is a chance for you in a total absence of anybody knowing who you are, mm-hmm. to find out what people really think. If you came to us and talked to us, we would be, oh, okay, well, is there anything we can do to help? Or, well, have you thought about that? I mean, we would do
you
that
would
whole.
Say it in a much
you'd be
kinder
much
way.
Nicer to everything you get from all your friends and stuff like that. But when you listen to the show, this is what your friends are really thinking.
Yeah.
They're thinking you're out of your ever-loving mind. You knew it.
It's like when you read a news story, all these odd news stories, and you're sitting with your friends, and you go, oh my gosh, did you hear about that guy that la la la, and you make fun of him, and you go crazy and rip off on him.
Yeah.
Now, if you were actually talking to that same guy in person who did it, you would not say those kinds of things.
So if you want warm and fuzzy, call another show. There's lots of shows there, and they're really helpful shows.
They're
great shows.
The Diane Brierley show.
The Diane Brierley show is really
probably
nice.
Probably more helpful than this one.
The show in North Jack Squat. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody watches or listens to the show. Anyway, so that's what we do. You get to ask us anything about marriage, relationships, anything. We will give you a very brutally honest answer. If we love what you think, we'll tell you we think you're great. If we think you're wrong, we'll tell you you're wrong. If we think you're crazy, we'll tell you you're crazy. Mm-hmm. That's where the brutal comes in. So we're not always mean to everybody.
We'll tell you where the bear goes.
Where the bear goes?
In the woods. What are you talking about?
We'll tell you like it is.
Where the bear goes?
Where the bear goes?
That's a Wisconsin singer or something?
Forget it. Move on. If I have to explain
no, you
got to
flesh that
it.
One out.
Come on, you're a northern girl
you're
there.
The only
you're
one
you
that's
bird.
Read the Screw
we'll
Tape
the
Diaries
truth.
Or whatever
we'll
it's called.
We'll tell you the truth. You know, where the bear in the woods. That's the truth. We'll tell you the truth.
Oh, we'll tell you where the bear went in the woods.
Does a bear really crap in the woods?
No, he goes to a pot. Because I've seen him. I've seen him on TV.
Right.
He uses a...
Porta potty.
Charmin.
No, Charmin or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
Charmin.
It doesn't stick to your fur.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? So we know about this stuff.
So you know where the bears go. Okay.
All right, so now people have everything they need to know about beer and pooping. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go on with our show.
I don't know where we go from there, but okay, this news story a listener sent in from Fox News Latino. It comes actually out of Colombia. The title says, "No road, no sex," women tell the town, and the men respond with a hunger strike.
Nice.
Seriously?
Yes, in a proverbial battle of the sexes.
Wait. Read the opening line.
Well, this gives a whole new meaning to civic duty. I skip that.
Yeah, that's a good line, though. Okay.
The women of Barbacoas, Colombia.
Barbacoas.
Have assembled.
Colombia.
Into what's being called the legs crossed strike.
The legs crossed
nice.
Strike. The ladies are crossing the legs.
Yes, a pact that they will not have sex with the town's men until they start construction on a new road.
The town's men or their husbands?
Well,
hopefully it's
their husbands, yes.
They
but they could be the
legs
town's
all
men.
Men anyway.
Yes. We are tired of the nervousness, incompetence, and submissive attitude of our husbands who are not capable to get the mayor and the governor to build a decent road to the village. They are easy to demand things from us at home, but too weak to assert their rights as part of a society.
I like it.
Said one of the ladies participating in...
Maribel Silva.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Naturally, the men responded the only way they could, a full-blown hunger strike.
What an idiot response.
Well, you're starving yourself to death.
I'll show you.
Who's that hurting?
I'll starve myself to death.
Yeah, seriously. Who's
morons.
That hurting? Yes.
Oh, man.
The sex drop.
These guys,
they're just
clearly
dumb.
They're not that bright.
No, clearly. I'll show you. I'm going to starve myself.
The men responded naturally the only way they could. How's that natural?
Naturally, the only way they could is to build the stinking road. That would
well,
make
no,
more
they
sense.
Could come back and not go to work or not make money or not.
They're hurting themselves.
Bring
I don't
the
understand.
Groceries to the family. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of.
But this is the husband's fault that they can't get the mayor to build a new road. Why is it their husband's fault?
Apparently, they haven't pressured the leaders
the
of the city.
The husbands won't do it.
You have to understand, if everybody in the city does this, the mayor isn't getting laid, the aldermen aren't getting laid, nobody's getting laid.
Yes. And then the guys will do something about it. The sex drought began over the poor conditions of the, how do you say that? Mr. Hispanic?
Hunin
Road.
Hunin
Road.
Hunin Road, yes.
Hunin Road, which provides the only access in and out of the fishing town. It reportedly takes 10 hours to travel the 50-mile road. That's pretty bad conditions.
It is.
The women want the men to stand with them in their passionate plea to get a new road built and also assist in the construction and paving. But until then, the ladies of this blue-collar town are holding out unless their more than 300 husbands and boyfriends finally give in.
And boyfriends,
right. The strike is only 6 days in, but according to the local paper, it only took 5 days before the men responded to the challenge by storming the city's center plaza and declaring a hunger strike.
Against whom?
Well, they're just not eating. When you have a hunger strike,
they are
it's not against their wives.
I don't think this is against their wives.
It's against the city.
It sounds to me like this worked.
I don't know.
Like the ladies said, no more sex. So the guys go in and they stage a hunger strike in the city square.
Yes.
Maybe. Protest organizers say
they're... You know, oftentimes these people who write these headlines don't read their own stories. Idiots.
Protest organizers say their new method will hopefully bring attention to the indignity and misery their town is suffering.
So they're doing, yes. So they're not doing this against
the men. They're both doing their own separate protests against the government.
Yes.
There. See, that wasn't the way that it came across.
That's not the way this was written. They didn't even read their own story. Who wrote the byline and the story themselves?
I thought that the men were protesting back towards the women.
Well, that's the way it's written.
That's where you went off and said, how stupid are they for doing this?
That's what I thought, too. I thought, well, duh, just go get the road
built. No. This is exactly what I talk about. These women, by crossing their legs and saying, no mas.
Got the men
if you
to
don't
move.
Do something, so the men took them 5 days is all it took, and the men stormed City Hall on a hunger strike.
There you go.
Now they're getting the attention of the
I hope
country.
They're getting sex,
and
though.
Well, hopefully they're getting laid after this.
Well, if
they might be hungry, but at least they're getting laid.
I bet not until the road's done.
Until the road's
done.
So you're
dying
without
sex, and you're dying
without
food.
They have to be having sex with them now that they got the men motivated to do something.
Well,
surely.
They'll have to make a big stink about it.
Surely they have to be having sex with these guys now.
Everybody disagrees with me on my stance on this. But they can
I
all
know they do.
They can all what?
They can all file it.
File it. They can all file it.
Because women should never turn out. They should never use sex as a weapon. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Well, motivated these men 5 days.
Now, these guys who are against my stance on this. Oh, the Bible. Yeah, the Bible says you should not deny each other sexually. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Under normal circumstances, that's the way it should be.
Normal.
But what are you saying? Are you saying a woman has to have sex with her husband no matter how she's treated?
Yes, I'm afraid what they're saying.
When you ask the question back, that's when they kind of stare at you with a deer in the headlights.
But I think that's what they're saying.
I know that's what they're saying, but they don't want to admit it.
Yeah,
that shows how outrageous.
Bad.
What you're saying is you can treat your wife like crap. Mm-hmm. You can ignore her. You can slap her and beat her. You can do anything you want. She still has to have sex with you. That's what they're saying, mm-hmm. which is ludicrous. The idea that the Bible is saying a woman has to have sex no matter what is absurd. Yeah. That I do not believe is what the Bible is teaching. And nobody quotes the idea that you're not supposed to deny each other sexually than me.
That's right.
So nobody can give me that. But this idea that women have, if a woman's treated badly enough, she has every right to cross her legs. Hallelujah.
My wife better not
gets
use
their
this
attention.
In our home. You have not done your civic duty. No sex for you until you are. I'm like, excuse me?
You and I both be down to City Hall, though, I'll tell you that.
That's right. You'd be there less than 5 days, Ross.
Oh,
you'd be there before the first day was up.
Yes.
The women of Liberia helped stop a civil war because they told their husbands, if you don't stop the fighting, we're not going to give you more sex.
It's a great movie if you
they
haven't
changed
seen it.
Their nation and saved God only knows how many lives of people who are being brutally murdered. This idea, see, the women around the world who got a clue,
yep,
realize, wait a minute, this, and those were overwhelmingly Christian women.
Yep.
And I bet you these are Christian women, too.
I bet they are.
No mas.
No mas. I mean, this is crazy.
Indeed.
All you weak-willed women out there, oh, I can't do anything, you know. He ignores me. He plays video games for 25 hours a day, and he, you know, and doesn't do anything, and, but I give him sex.
No.
I do what the Bible says. No. Really? Really? Is that what you think the Bible says? How's that working for you, girls?
That's
huh?
what they think, and that's what maybe he's telling them, or that's what they've been
we
told.
We get that from women all the time.
I know.
He treats her like crap. And what do you know? I give him sex and everything.
Because the Bible says.
Seriously, how about you don't give him sex for a little while? Get his attention.
Right.
Honestly. You girls really think, you pastors really think, you churches really think the Bible says a woman has to have sex no matter how she's treated. You are out of your ever-loving minds.
Well, there's they multitudes.
They are.
There's
out of their ever-loving
minds.
There's
multitudes out of their
ever-loving
minds.
You're crazy or don't get out. Good grief. Good grief.
God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
You know what's wild is they never hold that standard up to the church because it would affect them.
That's right.
See, the same scripture, the Bible that says women should submit to their husbands is the same one that says that people should submit to their pastors.
And they wouldn't stand for that.
But if the pastor comes in drunk, the pastor's having sex with women, the pastor's stealing money from the church, there's not a congregation on the face of the earth that won't kick him out immediately.
Right. Nope.
But they won't apply those rules to the home. Hmm. Apparently in the home, a guy can do anything. If you think that's what the Bible teaches,
you're wrong.
Crazy, just wrong. And if you're going to a church where they teach that, you need a different church. Move on. No matter how you're treated, you have to. A woman has to have sex no matter how she's treated. That's what people are teaching, what the Bible teaches. They're crazy.
Find a new
church. Do not understand the Bible. They take one verse out of context, out of understanding, and they don't apply the teaching of the whole scriptures. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. People are crazy.
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 It's the Diane Bryan song.
Crazy for feeling so lonely.
You are aiding and abetting that
everybody
endeavor.
Get up
you know that.
And dance right now with your loved one.
I'm crazy.
If I'm crazy, you're
just
half responsible.
At Diane's expense.
You're half responsible.
For
and Ross is the other half responsible.
I am responsible
that I'm crazy.
For Jack. I didn't press anybody.
Say, honey, this is Diane's song.
No,
let's get up and
that
dance.
I'm crazy.
I didn't say anything.
Half of it's his fault, half of it's yours.
I didn't press anything. This is not guilt by association.
No, it's just because
I am the third guy. I'm like this. I'm the fly on the wall in this conversation.
I'm not talking about playing the song makes me crazy. I'm talking about in general you've made me crazy.
No, not possible.
Just hanging out with you makes me crazy.
We chose to.
No.
You don't have to.
I keep trying to convince Gunger to get rid of you, but he won't listen.
I know. I've tried to, but he won't do it.
Get rid of me? Or get rid of you?
Both.
No, we just
We're the only two people that allow us
children,
to happen from
stop
week
it.
To week.
Children.
He needs us.
Children.
Like a hole in the head.
Stop it.
You better go to break and get control of yourself.
We're gonna take a break right now and come back and hopefully get control of these psycho crazy people.
No, we'll be back. Us, the crazy
I need
one.
Be controlled.
We'll be back. Right
medicated,
after this.
Yes.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice. It's here, finally. For years, Mark Gunger has been asked to create a product for teenagers, and the time is now. Sex, Dating, and Relating is the newest product brought to you by Mark Gunger and Laugh Your Way America. In this 4-disc DVD set, Mark covers the topics of sex, dating, and relating in a straightforward and relevant way that teens will sit up and pay attention to.
And there's that one special cosmic being out there just for you. No, there's not. Okay? It is a bunch of hooey.
In partnership with national abstinence speaker Pam Stenzel, Mark and Pam tackle the topic of sex in a real way. Honest and to the point. Not just telling our teens what not to do, but why they should wait for marriage.
Students, you have a 4 times greater risk of contracting a disease today than you ever have of being pregnant. Pregnant teen girls in your state today are carrying, on average, 2.3 sexually transmitted diseases.
Sex, dating, and relating is perfect for parents and teens to watch together, for youth groups and school groups. It's all the information you wish you would have heard when you were young. Make sure your teenager gets this information before it's too late. To order your copy, visit us online today at laughyourway.com. Sex, dating, and relating. Give this gift of knowledge to your teen today.
My sport is football, but my passion is education. My name is Nnamdi Asamoah, and this is how I live United. I see too many kids miss out on moving up. Kids who could go on to college, but just need that extra little push. So every year, I take promising high school students on a college tour. We check out the dorms, the library, meet some professors, find out where the best late-night grub stops are. It shows them that there's a whole world beyond their own. But what's even better is that most of these kids decide college is for them. I'm Nnamdi Asamoah. I show kids that a higher education means a brighter future. So when it comes to living United, I don't just wear the shirt. I live it. Join me.
It takes all of us working together to make a difference. Find out how you can live United for Education. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Show via the grapevine. After the internet, so now we can listen to the show. We were just playing Diane's new theme song.
Crazy.
Of course, Tim has his own theme song now. And I have my theme song.
I thought it was going to be your survey.
Everybody get a dance.
Get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
Head out on the highway.
Oh yeah.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning.
That's me, chasing with the wind.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, should be kind of wind. Right.
Break it.
What?
Yeah, you chasing wind, right? Backside wind.
It's a cool song. Steppenwolf.
It is a cool song.
You know what's funny?
In the day.
You have a song. Mark has a song.
Ross doesn't have
one. Tim has a song.
You know what Ross's song is?
I don't have a song.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. That's Ross's song. Come on. Great set, Fred.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy.
That's it with this tattoo on.
Yeah. I'm just going to get a tattoo of a shirt, so no matter where I go, I have a shirt on.
Sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan.
I'm a model. That's you, Ross. Yeah. That's your song.
We have a package here from Focus on the Family.
Mm-hmm.
Asking me to contribute to a book they're writing. Clearly, they don't listen to this show.
This is so true.
They would never invite me.
Because you're always sending, send it to Focus on the Family.
I do. I'm trying to promote their ministry.
Clearly, if they knew anything, they would have sent that package to me, not to you.
No, because you're crazy.
Crazy.
You're Ross.
Nice boat. You know what? I'm going to keep looking, man, because if I keep looking, I think, you know, years will go by and I'll be able to get a set of magnets and have my own boat.
That's right.
I made a boat out of my magnets here. It's very impressive. Soon you'll be able to see this live on the show. It'll be beautiful. All right, what you got?
This is actually a very strange email. She says, what is sexual immorality, and can a happily married Christian couple be guilty of this? My husband and I have been married. You're playing with your boat.
Go ahead.
Have been married for 7 years and have a very hungry sex life all the time whenever we can.
Hungry.
Lately, in my quiet time of reading the Bible, I keep running across don't have immoral sex. Okay. While exploring my husband's body or different positions, is there a thin line between a happy sex life and bad or forbidden sex? I have discussed this with my husband, and he states as long as it is just the two of us and no one is getting hurt, it's okay.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. You and I.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hungry
for sex.
I did ask.
I think it's fine. She must be thinking of something.
Well, I did ask if there was any pornography use in the past, yes. And she said yes, for both of them, there was.
But they're not.
They're just exploring each other, correct?
They're just having sex.
Yes, that's what she wants to know. If there's things that they can do that fall into the sexual immorality.
Well, I mean, how weird are you for having sex?
Are you bringing,
good grief.
She says,
get your freak on.
She's checking out what she's reading her Bible. What kind of super freak is she?
She's a very kinky girl. The kind you don't take home to mother.
Well, you're definitely going to do it to my mom.
No.
Once you get her off the street, oh girl, she likes the boy.
Apparently, they're beyond the porn business. They're done with the porn. She says, but we have read and understand that if you lust after someone, you have committed adultery.
Yeah. Are they involving anybody else?
No.
What's the problem?
No, but is it? I suppose she's wondering if they're doing things that she didn't give me specifics.
Should they be in
that
a
are
missionary
too
position?
Yeah,
you have to ask her. Why is it that you're concerned?
So she wrote more, but we're up against the break, so I'll read the rest of what she wrote.
So she gives us more gruesome details.
No, there's not gruesome details.
She's not a super freak, is she? Mm-hmm.
It's not like more than 3 times in 24 hours, is it?
It's nothing about that.
We're all for that.
I'm hungry too.
Walking the dog. Baby, I'm hungry! Yeah! Come on, woman! Serve yourself out!
Dad, remember when you asked me, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, shh, I want to get paid. Well, right after that, you said, there's no job called getting paid.
Really? I said that?
Yeah. And that's exactly when I knew. I wanted to go to college.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We got a box for you. We got a box for the kids. We got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
You go
Lost her belief in Holy Church?
Stay.
What's his problem?
Lost my sense of direction.
Sting. Hey, he's a nitwit.
He's a great musician.
He's a nitwit. 75.
No!
75. It's okay for me to lose my faith in God.
But not you.
But not you.
Hey, man, I'm just picking up music that grooves and that you can either pick on or celebrate.
He is a nitwit.
I know he does.
He picks on it.
That's all right. So anyways, we're talking about kinky sex. What is allowable and what isn't?
Yeah. We don't know what she's talking about.
Right.
What else does she say?
She said, okay, tonight, should I be waiting at the front door, kneeling in a sexy lingerie, waiting to please, or standing in flannel pajamas, rollers in my hair, and bills in my hand?
Yes. I vote for A.
I am totally in favor of A.
Okay, but here's the problem, boys. There's a lot of ground between A and B.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
It's called A,
you know,
B, C.
She doesn't have to be a porn star, but she also doesn't have to be Matilda standing there.
No, I think she feels guilty because she's read
something. Listen. She said, as a little girl, I was told good girls do not enjoy sex, and the missionary position is the only way good Christian married couples make love and should have sex. Only to reproduce.
Yeah, no, wrong.
Only bad girls such as prostitutes, strippers, and confused women enjoy sex.
No.
That's what she's been taught.
That's your problem.
Yep.
You were taught wrong. Obviously, it can't be too much of a problem. She's doing it.
Yeah.
She's the one saying she has this hunger.
She just wanted to make sure that they weren't doing something wrong.
Manhandlers.
She didn't want to be doing something wrong.
Did you see that?
What?
Looking at that,
yeah, you look like Popeye.
Huge. Ross.
He's flexing his muscles. He looks like Popeye over there.
I mean, see, that's just too bad that she has to feel that way because of a broken message.
If she was
been
taught
fed.
That way,
yeah.
Well, she grew up and was taught that
way. There's churches that they teach kids growing up that sex is bad.
Because
they want them to be moral, and then they finally say, "Okay, you get married, I can have sex," and they're all freaked out.
The very thing you want to celebrate in marriage, you feel bad about doing.
No, like you do it, but
I tell our kids from the pulpit, sex is fabulous.
Just wait till you have one of
these. Just do it right.
The ring.
Yeah, just wait till you just do it right, that's all.
So
do it right.
She's not doing anything she shouldn't be doing. Oh, she did want to know if
ain't no thingy.
Any of
without
your
without no ringy. Who said that? Lakita Garth? Is that right? Is that how she said that?
Yeah, she said that. Something like that.
It was your butt-kicking women's conference.
What do I know? I was asleep.
She did want to know if there was any DVDs that you have that you talk about this. Not really. I mean, you don't really talk about this specifically.
Well, you're at the door in your negligee. I say just stay.
No.
Walk away from the door and keep on that negligee. I say I'm in favor of A.
In favor of A.
Stay away from
B. We're in favor of A. All right.
All right. So, moving.
Not sure that helped her at all, but
moving on.
Yes.
Dating question. I have a girlfriend in whom I really want to marry, and the thing is, my family has somewhat of a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a gut feeling that something is wrong. We've been courting for 8 months now. During these 8 months, my family, in my opinion, has had no problem with her and even spoke of our future marriage in a positive way. To make a long story short, we recently really desired to get married, and after listening to Pastor Mark, it has only intensified. As a result, we decided to do marriage counseling, which I am assuming that's premarital kind of counseling stuff.
I hope so.
And with that, that's where everything began to go sour because his family is not approving. He said, my sister said that maybe because everybody in my family doesn't agree, therefore the Lord doesn't approve.
Wow.
Is that true that if your family does not approve of you getting married to a girl, that Jesus doesn't approve either?
Only if they want you to get married to a man, then should you be really concerned, but not to a girl. I'm all for him marrying a girl.
Sure. It's a girl.
That was the question.
That wasn't the question.
No,
it was too. Read the question again.
Is it true that if your family does not approve of you getting married to... let's just say married.
See? You think I make these things up.
To a girl. Okay, let me strike that. If married to a certain girl, there.
Here's my general advice. If your family is really concerned, listen to your family.
Her family's good with it, though. Her parents agree with us getting married and all. And her parents are the pastors of their church that both families go to.
Yeah. But I wouldn't, you know, what was it? We feel creepy about it or what? Or we don't feel good about it? What was it?
His family says, where is that? They just have a bad gut feeling.
A gut feeling is not helpful.
No, it's not. If they can tell
if they can tell you specifically, look, here's the problem. She's a whiner and a bellyacher. She comes from a family of a bunch of psycho crazy people. She has a drug problem. She dresses like a hoe.
Or maybe they think it's just too soon after 8 months. Maybe they're just a little concerned that they think that he's moving too fast.
How old is he? 73?
I didn't ask. I should have asked that. My apologies.
So, you know, I say listen to your family. But not it's not that the family has the final say. I would listen to the family and say, what do you mean?
Explain yourself.
Explain yourself. And if they can give you some real legitimate reasons, you really should listen to them. That's my advice.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what they're talking about. That's my general advice. Yeah. It is just general. Okay? Now, if they can't give you a reason and all they say is, oh, I have a feeling. Well, what the heck does that mean? I mean, you can't build your life based on their feeling.
But if your family doesn't approve, it doesn't mean that God doesn't approve.
Yeah,
it just means your family doesn't
approve.
Yeah,
no, I get it. But a
they're trying
feeling,
to tell them that because the family doesn't.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Oh, so she just stares at him when they're kissing?
There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
They're callous now.
She's playing guitar, that's why. She's lost her. She's got calluses.
You're
from playing
trying
guitar.
Trying hard not to show it.
Come on, baby.
But baby.
You know, I'm trying to get people away from their whole feeling thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But if their only response is, well,
we just have a feeling.
Well, then pursue.
You got to say, Mom, Dad, that's doesn't make any
sense.
Well,
but see, people, if they're over-spiritualizing, will think, oh, that's not peace in my heart. That's not confirmation from the Lord. You know what I'm talking about.
You got to deal with your parents. Listen to them. Ask them questions. Find out. I don't know. I can't tell you to marry this girl. I don't know her. I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
I would generally say, especially if your parents are not crazy, listen to your parents. Listen to your family. They might be seeing something you're not seeing.
Sure.
But I have a feeling is not an answer.
No.
So I would pursue that. All right.
Find out what it is. Next question. Hi, Mr. Gunger. Me and my wife attended a seminar of yours through the military, and everything you said was right on the money. My wife wants to get a divorce. I love her more than words can describe.
You're right on the money. So the divorce has apparently been proved
everything
by
you. Was great, and now I'm getting a divorce?
No, I think that there was problems, and then they saw it and think that what you said is right. But anyway, the wife still wants to get a divorce. And he loves her, says that she loves me, but isn't, guess what,
in love with me.
She's lost that loving feeling.
I love you, but she's lost that. See, we say play that song one email too soon.
And that she doesn't
believe. Maybe it was a prophecy.
Maybe.
That was it, okay.
She's not in love with me, and that she doesn't believe that she is supposed to be in a committed relationship, apparently, at all.
I don't believe I was... You married the guy. What do you mean you're not supposed to be in she's in a committed relationship.
He says she's cheated on him, in his words, a lot.
Oh, man, you got a problem.
So she wants to back up because she's guilty.
They tried to work past it, and he's willing to work past it, but she says he deserves better and doesn't know if she's meant to be in a committed relationship with him.
Well, that's a moronic, stupid statement. That goes without saying. I don't think I'm meant to be. What an idiot.
You want to be able to be set free.
My question is, why does he want to stay with the hoe?
He says, I'm lost without her.
What
can I
do
to get her back?
What do you mean you're lost? You're not lost without her.
It's a movie.
Nobody is lost without somebody, okay? There's a God in hell. How insulting are you to God?
Well, they're not religious. I asked about their Christians.
Okay.
He said they're not religious.
All right. I'll
they're
cut
both
him slack.
26. They're married 2 years and they do have kids.
All right. So he's a little pagan, and I'll give him the pagan benefit of the doubt. The pagan kindness.
Be kind to pagans.
It's pagan kindness.
We're very kind to pagans here.
Yeah, because he's not. I asked him if they were Christians. He said, no, we're not religious.
Okay, so I can't go down there. All right. I'm thinking, why does he want to be with her? He's lost without her.
He says he's lost without her.
It's the Jerry Maguire. You complete me.
No, but I wonder, you know, where's his self-esteem at?
In the toilet, apparently.
You have a woman who disrespects you, has sex with other men, and you feel you still cannot live without her, I'm concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
I would go talk to somebody and try and get some counseling and some help.
Yeah.
It's a very kind of codependent.
And for you, friend, not necessarily for the marriage, but for you.
No,
right
now, exactly.
Point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, what is it? Because you need to be whole.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the fact that you still love the girl despite her whoring around on you is admirable.
It's admirable.
It really
it is.
So I'm not slamming you on that. I'm just curious. What the heck? But, you know, to think that, well, I can't live without her, that's not healthy thinking. Okay?
That's how a lot of women are when a guy steps out on her and does this, that, and the other thing. But I can't live without him. And,
yeah,
you know,
no,
she's
you
a mess.
Can.
But usually that's a female perspective.
Yeah, but it's not gender specific.
No, it's not. I mean,
before.
There are guys that do it too.
Yeah.
They're in the military?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I go to your family life chaplain, and I think they won't necessarily make it religious. You know, if you don't believe in God, you don't believe in God.
No, but they'll help you.
But I think they can help you. Family life chaplains are pretty well trained. And ask them for help, you know, about who you are, and you need to be secure. And I mean, it's sad what she's doing.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much a deal breaker in almost every culture in the world, friend.
The adultery.
Yeah, adultery is pretty much the deal breaker in every culture in the world.
And if she's done it a lot.
I'm not aware of any culture in the world where they don't consider it. That's a deal breaker.
Right.
The fact that you're willing to love her in spite of that, again, we find admirable. If you want to say, look, I love her no matter what, and I'm willing to forgive her, then in that case, you're just going to have to be patient and let her know you keep loving her and you're going
to
be there for her.
But if she wants to walk away, though,
I'm concerned on the statement, I can't live without her.
Yeah, I'm lost without
her. That's not healthy.
Yeah, but I understand it's not healthy, but if she is wanting to leave based upon her own guilt or he deserves somebody better, you can't control that. What is she?
No.
You know, they're not people of faith. You can't
play
that card.
No, but I'm just saying.
But that's why he needs to get help for him.
I understand
but
that.
But people respond to love and kindness, and if he's willing, you know, if you want to stay with her, then you just let her know. Look, I know you've been unfaithful to me. I know you don't think you should be in a committed relationship. I know that. But, you know, you are in a committed relationship. At least I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be here for you no matter what. Highly admirable. It really is.
It is.
You know, so, and there it just takes patience. At some point, she's going to have to hit bottom and realize that her life just absolutely sucks. And then she'll turn around and think, oh my gosh, this guy still loves me, which is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Again, my only concern for you, other than your eternal soul, because really you... It would be good for you to get serious about your faith, but my only concern is when you say I can't live without her. You know, it's like the guy that the other day, tied a thing around his neck and pulled his head off because he couldn't live without her. I mean, no, because that's scary crapola. Now you're talking suicide. Don't be going down that path, dude.
Nope.
It isn't healthy for you. It's not healthy for her. It's actually being that intense is not healthy even for the relationship.
No,
correct.
You know, no woman wants to be with a guy who's going to kill himself if she's not around.
That's right. That's
very
scary.
Smothering.
That's scary.
It's scary. You know, your kids, if you have kids, they need you. They need their daddy.
You start talking about that, all your wife hears is...
That's right.
When you come walking in the door, you're going to creep her out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? So, again, amazingly admirable. If you're willing to say to her, listen, I will love you. I made a promise to you, and I will keep this promise for the rest of my life. I will love you. I'll always love you no matter what you do. I mean, that's pretty honking amazing. And if you want to wait for her, now, to do that takes a lot of patience. At some point, she will bottom out. People who live this way, at some point.
Yes.
It couldn't take a while, though, man.
It can take years.
You know, because she's obviously sexy. That's why everybody wants her.
Sure.
But sexy has a shelf life. And if you're ready to wait for the expiration date, and then she looks in the mirror and realizes, oh my gosh, what have I done with my life? And you say, hey, I'm still here for you.
Yep.
That's amazing. But this talk of I can't live without her is horse manure. Don't ever say that again.
Mm-hmm. It could have been, you know, one of the things too that I'm not saying that it justifies what she has done, but it could have been part of the reason why she had ventured somewhere else. If she's just trying to get away from this kind of wet blanket
mentality. To be honest with you, I think she's obviously. Anyone who goes around screwing a lot of other... See, it's one thing when somebody... You know, You fall into love with someone. Look, I cut people slack.
It's wrong, but
you understand it. You get very close to someone. They're meeting an emotional need. They're connecting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your marriage isn't doing well. Pretty soon you're naked doing things you shouldn't. You know you shouldn't. But that's another thing to just go
sleep around.
Just go whoring.
And it sounds like a lot.
And it sounds like she's kind of in the whoring category.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something wrong with her.
Yeah.
That she needs to heal from. Obviously, she has issues.
Mm-hmm.
But again, all that you can wait out if you're patient. And again, we
and
find
then she
that
she can get into some counseling and think, deal with her issues too.
But you know, until she's here's the thing: there's nothing you can do until she bottoms out and realizes that what she's doing isn't working for her.
Right.
Again, if you're willing to hold out for her, God bless you. I think it's great. But no more talk of I can't live without you. You will creep her out. See, dude, nobody wants to live their life with someone who's a needy, especially creepy.
That's
needy.
Suffocating. That's scary. Don't suffocating, do that
to her.
Creepy.
You
want to
win her back? Don't ever say to her, I can't live without you. Because she thinks, loser.
Loser.
I mean, that's really what guys don't understand it.
No,
they think,
it is.
They think that's a great way of saying love. No, what you're saying to a woman is you are a big, fat, stinking loser.
It's like you're strangling the life out of
me.
Yeah,
don't
go
do
away.
That. Do not do that. We don't need another statistic out of some warrior who loves this country and loses it and takes his own life because he's not happy with his wife. Do not do that. You can live without her. You don't need anybody. Not really.
Nope.
Okay, there's always somebody there. God will love you. There's always people there who'll be your friend. Nobody's life is totally dependent on one woman. That's very bad thinking for you. Hopefully, something in that will help you. All right, we'll take a break. Be back with our final segment right after this.
What's that?
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com. Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just 20 bucks in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Here's an artist, man. His voice got it going all the time.
Hey, if you're an artist and you can span three generations and still be hip and cool and top the charts, whether it's something you approve of or not, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. We're here to answer your questions about love, marriage, and relationships. After that last email, probably been better to play this song. Play the whole thing. Jump up here.
This is a couple skate. Couple skate only.
Here we go.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
Michael Bolton.
Now that I've been loving you so long.
That's the wrong song. I'd be depressed after just listening to that song.
Yeah.
Cool song. Great sentiment. I get it. But nobody needs to die or think they can't live without somebody else. Mm-hmm. Very unhealthy. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, this is a question we've never had before, I promise you. She says, I have a question. My husband and I are starting the process of adoption. But he has also made the comment that here in the South that people think rats breed rats when it comes to adoption and that people care about what bloodline the kids come from. Am I wrong in thinking that children shouldn't be held accountable for what their parents have done and that children can be taught that all people are different and you can show an adopted child someone will love them?
Yes. Yes, you're right.
You are right, lady.
Absolutely right. Rats breed rats. That's a horrible.
Thank
God Jesus didn't think that.
Yeah, seriously.
Or he'd kill us all.
Well, not only that, you would think. Look back and see the lineage where he came from, as you've taught on rats. You know, with David, he's right out of adultery, murder. Here comes our Savior. You've preached on that. Rats breed rats. I'm not saying that was your title.
Well,
but
I'm a little concerned if this is his attitude of what he's going to be like towards children that he adopts. Because you don't always know.
Issue.
I mean, you don't
would
know
you
what you're getting.
Would you be able to love this child?
That's what I mean.
That's
I would
her
be
husband
a little,
saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, then he's a little psycho, man.
He has made the comment that here in the South, this is what people, I don't know if that's what he thinks or if that's what people in the South think, and he's being impressed by that. But you better find that out.
What people in the South may or may not think is one issue.
Yeah.
If
but
your
if
husband
he
thinks
this,
that, then you shouldn't adopt.
But if he cares about what other people think about,
you ought to beat the crap out of him.
Because, dude, I would be really worried.
A terrible thing. Oh, my gosh.
If my husband thought that.
Yeah.
And we adopted a kid and...
Are they Christians? They must be Christians. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe.
People in the South care about bloodline.
Wow. Well, I'm sure they do, but for heaven's sake.
Well, first of all, how does he nuts? As I say, I'm feeling the South is stupid. That is ridiculous.
It's a sweeping generalization.
Yeah. All people in the South care. That's not true.
Some very nice people have children that they give up for adoption. You don't have to be a rat.
That might be in some circles, you know, that you've seen in the South or heard people who are bigoted, moronic idiots making comments like that. But I got news for you. That ain't limited to the South.
No, it's not.
That's kind of everybody.
Everybody everywhere.
So, you know, oh my goodness. No, I mean, he's wrong. Whoever is saying that is absolutely...
He's wrong, they're wrong. Whoever's saying it is wrong. You are right.
If we're doomed by our bloodline, there's no hope for anybody.
Right.
Jesus redeemed. There's a more powerful bloodline. It's called the blood of Jesus Christ that transforms lives. Who can take you from darkness into the kingdom of his glorious light. Hallelujah! But if that's what your husband thinks, you should say, honey, we need to have a talk and then reach over and slap him!
That's right.
Goodness gracious.
Not really. You're not really saying she should slap him.
Well, you don't know that. Maybe I am saying that.
No, I know you're not really saying that. And
people have written and said that you cannot give that kind of advice
because you're...
What do you mean? Okay, don't slap him. Do this. Me and Trace, we're going to be hanging out in Germany. No, we already did. That's right. The show's going to be played after this. No, what is it?
Today's Friday.
Yeah, it's gonna be it. I lost my
Sunday.
Time.
Sunday.
Here we go.
Every now and then you gotta take it on the chin, gotta turn the other cheek.
That's what I'm gonna tell him when I see him.
But then there's times your old stubborn
pride
don't back down so easily. And you got no choice but to let your voice be heard and hold your ground.
Hey, his voice sounds cool saying this.
And that's the point that he'll get the point.
I sound like Minnie Mouse.
It doesn't sound so good.
Down.
Right there, yeah.
But if he bows up and steps across that line,
if he steps across that line,
whoop a man's ass sometimes.
Whoop a man's ass.
All right, so don't slap him, just whoop him.
No.
Anyway.
You don't understand. People hear you say that. They email me, and I read them, and it's like, you're advocating spousal abuse, and there is no circumstance that a wife should strike her husband, and la, 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 la. I'll send those emails to you.
My husband got a restraining order against me because I slapped him, and you said I
send
could.
Send those emails to you because...
Go on. People
don't understand hyperbole.
Now, who listens to this show and doesn't? If you don't understand hyperbole,
they don't.
You go crazy listening to the show.
They are.
Everything we talk about is in a hyperbolic method.
But still, some people take it as
gospel. We exaggerate to make points. That's her hyperbole. Making an exaggeration to make a point. It's not literal. Most people get what I'm talking about talking to him and getting his, you know, reasoning with him so he starts thinking properly.
It's like
when
Tyler
I say
Perry.
You gotta slap him upside the head, they get it. They're not about literally slapping upside the head. It's about confronting his thinking.
Right.
But that's no fun. What kind of show is that? Well, dear, you really need to confront his thinking.
But y'all know there are literalists out
because,
there.
Because his thinking is not sound, and what you really need to do is It's that ain't no fun.
You really hurt me when you said that. We need to talk about that.
It's all like you gotta do is say.
Man, I'll be the first one here to call you crazy.
That's me.
If you let me catch you cussing at a kid, we're roughing up a lady.
Come on, Trey, sing it, baby.
And God forbid that anybody mess with mine. You gotta whoop a man's ass sometimes.
And you know, and even Trace Adkins, I bet you, isn't really advocating beating the crap out of guys.
No, but like you say, my wife would beat the crap out of me, and then people think that she literally beats me. You can't say that. Women can't beat husbands any more than husbands. They take it literally. Yeah.
You
just
know
a
what?
Disclaimer
there needs
here,
to be
folks.
A disclaimer on the show. If you're crazy, don't listen to the show.
If you're a literalist, don't listen to the show.
If you're a little nuts, don't listen to the show, because we'll take crazy people and push them over the edge.
I know. Well, remember,
if you're not totally insane and you have a sense of humor and you understand exaggeration, listen to the Mark Gunger Show. We will, as creatively and entertainingly as possible, give you principles that will help you think clearly in the area of relationships. If you are a weirdo, psycho, crazy person who is a literalist about everything, don't listen to the show. Certainly don't email me, and certainly don't come visit me.
But that the
crazy
one time,
thing is crazy. People don't know they're crazy.
Yes.
The one time on one of your Better Marriage Minutes, and it's lifted out of your Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage book, you say, you know, before there's bliss, there's blisters, and you have to work really hard in a marriage, work so hard sometimes till you bleed or something is what the line is.
Yeah.
This woman wrote in just ranting, saying that you were advocating domestic violence and that you should be able to, you have to stay in a marriage when someone's beaten you and you're bleeding. I mean, they just don't get it. I mean, now that's really reading into something.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, yee-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Now, if that's you,
don't listen
to this show.
Don't listen.
How about crazy people don't know they're crazy? That's the dangerous
thing.
That's
the thing. They hear it and they think that this is what you're saying.
We're
and they
not saying no. Physically accost anyone.
No.
What we're talking about is confronting bad thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say. What else can you say?
Nothing. You can say nothing else because some people don't get it.
I'm going to go hang out with Trace, man.
Have a wonderful
weekend. Me and Trace, we're like soulmates.
Sure,
we're like brothers from different mothers.
You know what you're like? You're like the movie Twins. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
You're Danny DeVito.
No, I'm supposed to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, like that.
Make sure you get a picture so we can actually, like, impose your heads on the Twins things. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
I'm going to get my picture with Trace Adkins.
Make sure they have a ladder.
Say, he likes me. Think y'all are jerks. Maybe listen to the show every day. You never know.
He might after he meets you.
Yeah.
And he's going to come, hey, where's my money for playing my song?
Yeah. I want my royalties.
Probably. We'll give you a full update on Germany when we get back next week. See you guys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.